Blog Talk Radio.
Could have just went for another 5 minutes on that song. I don't know what it is. I'm reaching for the button, but my hand just wouldn't move. And if I was making that up, I promise you I'm not. Good evening, everyone. It's Sunday evening, 10 o'clock, and that's our power hour. Tonight we have, as always on Sunday, a brother who understands that life as we know it is far too complicated. A brother who is connected with the Creator and has a message for everybody. And all I can say is, if you really take the time and listen, the message is so simple that there's no way it cannot be correct. Hey, without further ado at this time, I want to present my big brother, the messenger.
Good evening and bless you, my brother. I thank you for that lovely introduction. I thank each and every one of you that have come out tonight, knowing that tonight God would reveal something to each and every one of us that is going to make us stronger, help us to get just a little bit more closer to Him. What we have to understand sometimes, the things that are being said here may not have rhyme or reason to one person or another, but you must know that God's word is not void. It will not return void. There are things that we have on our mind that we would really like to know, and God has allowed us this platform to be able to talk to Him, and while we're talking to Him, hopefully this podcast is also allowing you the opportunity to listen to what it is that he has to say. It is scripture that is read. It says a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Now, they say a good man because of the time in which that book was written, but it's applicable to each and every one of us. We become good by allowing ourselves to hear what it is that the Spirit is revealing to us. I was in a conversation with Nerf Carmen, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, and she was just telling me how it seemed kind of funny, per se. Not funny, but the fact that it seemed as if all of her questions that she was having, somehow or another, they were being answered in her mind for her. And I felt good, because what that lets us know is if we just take the time to listen, because he's talking to each and every one of us all the time, even right now. There are some things that we want to do, some things that we're seeking to him for, and those answers are already there. But for some reason, we aren't applying them. We're, once again, as I've said, what we're doing is we're letting our brain do the analysis to determine whether or not we should do those things. But we have to begin to understand that our brain, which works from our subconscious, is being fed data of however old you are. That's the data that your brain is giving to you. And we're choosing the brain, which has limited data, over the soul that has all data. And the soul is talking to us, and it gives us an answer, and then what we do, we start trying to analyze it. And this is why we labeled this message to go within. And what we have to learn how to do is to go within and to listen. To listen. And you know, if you think about Jesus, the great prophet, Jesus always listened to what it was that God was asking of him. And so what we've got to understand is that same time that Jesus took out to listen, that's all we have to do too. God isn't just speaking to Jesus. God wasn't just speaking to Moses or whoever in these stories. God is speaking to each and every one of us. And sometimes he has other people come into our lives, come in and out of our lives, delivering us messages. And we just have to be open to receive them, because we have to know that God is everywhere all the time. And because of that, there is nothing that is too above or too beneath him that he won't answer for you. Excuse me. So it's important for us to start recognizing it. It's important for us to start recognizing and actually listening to what it is that God has to say to us. And then, you know, sometimes we listen to God and we're not sure if this is really of God. But we have to know that that even if some things seem wrong to us, that's when we have to really know that that's when God is stepping in. And I say that because what happens is a lot of times we think we already know. But time, what we consider time, has already proven to us that it isn't right. So even though it may seem wrong, and if it's coming to you, then you've got to be bold enough to accept the fact that it is of God. And because of that, you've got to let go of some things. And just for an example, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but I'm using it as an example of you might want to go to the mall. and you want to go to the mall, and something's telling you that you shouldn't go to the mall. Not for any justified reason, but you know what? The point that I'm making, and I, as I've said that it did, that was not the real illustration I wanted to give you, but what I want you to understand is that some things that just don't seem right to us, to our thinking, but if it's something within inside of us that is telling us that this is what we should do, then we shouldn't buck against that.
Agree.
And sometimes it may seem like it's you know, it's just not the way. Just using our thinking, because remember, we're using whatever data it is that the mind is giving us. Mm-hmm. And the soul knows far more than the mind. We are three-part being, mind, body, and soul. And the soul knows it all, but the soul is not going to oppose its will on the mind or the body until that time comes when the soul says, enough is enough, it is time to go. Then that's when the soul takes control. But we have to understand that the soul is here as the part of God that is here to draw back to our remembrance just how great and just who we are. Because the soul knows who it is. And the soul is trying to get you in your mind to remember it. But once again, because of the limited data that the mind has, it's hard for the mind to conceive it.
You know what, Brother Messenger, but for so long, we've been taught, we've been trained, we've been educated that there needs to be somebody else to depend on. You understand? The whole the psychology of it may be the pastor, it may be your parent, it may be, but in every aspect of our life, if you look at it, there's always somebody there built in for us to depend on. So we've been trained instead of just understanding that it's good to have support, but you can stand alone without anyone.
That is so true. And yes, we've been trained that. And we are at a point in life where we are aware that some of the doctrination and some of the information that has been fed to us is incorrect. So what mm-hmm. we have to do is be more conscious of what it is that we're doing each day. And yes, it could become a little bit of a task if you're not fully involved in changing. Because we have to understand, for some people, they like the way it is right now. And if you like the way it is right now, it's not for me to tell you no or yet, you know what I mean? Because it is your life. So some people just like it. They think that what they have is good enough. And I'm not mad at them. I just want us to understand that there is another way.
You know what, brother? I hate to break in like this, but you talk about confirmation. I don't know if it's confirmation or we just got the same daddies. What you just said to me about liking it that way, it's okay. Those exact words, bro. Those exact words I delivered to somebody about 3 hours ago, man. Wow. It was a different situation. But that was my thing to them. Listen, if you like the way it is, then you're supposed to be there with it. But if you don't, then come on over here with me and let me show you something different. And when you said that, it just like rang in my head again that, you know, it was just a beautiful moment. I'm sorry, brother, for interrupting you, but I had to put that out there.
No, bro. That's
yeah, see, I had to put that out there.
Okay. Amen.
And that's so important that you put that out there, because that's once again confirmation to what I said mm-hmm. earlier about the spirit. The spirit is always talking. And then remember, then you want to know, well, how am I to know, is the spirit or is it me? Remember that I put that question out to us?
Yes.
Now, that
yes.
was just confirmation to you just now. Because if it was you and I knew nothing about that conversation and I came back and uttered the same words that you uttered, we have to see and understand that it is not a coincidence. It is of God. And it is just that simple. But what we've done, because we put God in this box and we've got him, whereas we look at him on this reverence thing, that any and everything that he does have to do with the cross and all that other stuff, and then we miss the mark. This is why we tend to stumble or do things that don't work out just like we want it to, because we go against what it is that God is saying. But then when you do what it is that God is saying and you get that confirmation, just as you just got finished saying, bro, it is a beautiful thing, that feeling inside. That is the joy. That is the purpose of life. That is you expressing yourself at a higher level each time. And we can have that feeling, and that feeling that you just had with that confirmation, I guarantee if you and Sister T was to get together, you'd find out that it was the exact same feeling. But what we do on so many different occasions is we brush that off as a coincidence or this or that, and not understand that it is the God in us that's at work. Me and you, bro, we just as close as we can be, but I can't read your mind. I don't know, unless you told me. I don't know what you said 2 hours ago, but for me to come right back and be able to confirm something that you said to someone else, it lets us know that the spirit is at work, and it's just that simple. Stop looking for the skies to crack open. They can crack open, but why does he need to crack the sky open when he's given us an avenue of a podcast? He's given us the avenue of text messaging. There are so many different ways to get his message out, but because we can't let go of Moses on the mountaintop, now we think that God can only come in the form of fire. And we limit ourselves. And we limit ourselves because we think that God is just some superhuman man somewhere. And it could be a some superwoman somewhere. But we miss the mark because we're listening for a man. Some people think that a woman can't deliver the word of God. But that's crazy.
Right,
God speaks and use everyone. And because I've got this hang up that it is not coming through a woman, I've missed the mark again.
That's right.
But it's important for us to understand that God is at work in each one of our lives 24/7. It's just how close attention are we paying to what he's saying to us. How many times have God said, maybe you need to invite somebody to the podcast and you chose not to for whatever reason? And once again, that's just an example of how God is talking to us. We just have to be more mindful of what it is that he's saying and not take it for granted or not think that it's some devilish force or something like that. You are the master of your life. We just have to start mastering it. We have control. We are here to create and be the best we that we can be. And as I've said numerous times, it's impossible for me to be the best me if you're going to tell me how to be the best me. If I'm living my life according to what it is that you want me to do, how does that make me the best person? I've got to be the best person to me. And in order for me to do that, I've got to do the things that I, that I'm telling myself is going to make me be the best person I can be this day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you can't talk to anyone, but when you, even when you give them this word, the choice is still theirs on how they want to proceed. Because
right.
we all have that choice. I would love for everybody to wake up and understand better what's really going on. But as the brother said earlier, we some people are happy. And if
mm-hmm.
you're happy, be happy. But there is another way. This religion thing that they've laid down throughout the years for each and every one of us, it has it has been suffice because it has kept us to this point. So it has been suffice, but there is a bigger and better way. God is not just that thing that we've created, because that's what we've done. We pretty much created God out of thin air. If you do some research, the religious books and stuff like that, that's, they created God in their own mind. And if you'll read some of the scripture, a lot of people have come to the light, but what happened is they've given you an example. They've given you a avenue in which for you to look for God, and instead of us using it as which it was given, we've taken it and made it the gospel. And so we take it as if that is the only way. And so this is where we error at. This is where we, I won't say error, but this is where we delay our true coming out, our true explanation or our true example of the power that we possess, of who we really are. We've under this mindset that we can't do nothing unless somebody else tells us. How is that your best life? Because 9 times out of 10, even just using the example that my brother used with us just now, confirming each other. But it was just confirmation because he already knew. He didn't have to wait for me to confirm it. He already knew, and he spoke with the boldness that he knew. And then when he spoke with the boldness that he knew, somewhere in his mind, somewhere, he's like, I hope I'm telling them right, because it has happened to me. And then the confirmation comes. And that's why you get that joy inside, because knowing that I did, as his own preacher used to say, I done done what they told me to do. you know I'm in tune, and you gotta to know that you're connected. It's gotta give you that feeling inside that Sister T talked about, that the brother just talked about, that the sister talks about all the time. We've got to understand that that's the feeling. But we've been taught in order, when we get that feeling, we got to pass out. We got to run around the church. We got to perform a happy dance. And once again, you can do that, but that's not a requirement. That's not a stipulation once you're in tune with who you are that you're going to do the holy dance, per se. And once again, please hear my words. I'm not saying that you can't. Because if you're just that excited and happy for what it is that you've been able to reveal to yourself, then do what you got to do.
Amen.
But don't think of it as a requirement. Don't think of it as I'm not in tune with God because I didn't run around the church and pass out and all of that stuff. Don't let yourself fall into that trap, that I'm really not in tune with God. Because you are. All you have to do is hear what it is that he has to say. That's so important for us to do. Stop listening to others. Now, as we're speaking here today, how many of us, and if you want to elaborate, that's fine, how many of us can honestly say over the last week or so that they've heard God talk to them more last week than they did 2 months ago?
Definitely me.
Yeah, have.
Sister Carmen was telling me about one morning, it just seemed like that's the only person that was talking to her was God. And he was talking so much to her, is that God? Because he was talking, and that's what he does. He's here for us. We just have to take the time and listen and understand. And it's a beautiful thing to know that we are making that progress, getting to where we really need to be. And what we have to understand is through all of this, even though we're not where we want to be, we are where we should be. And so just knowing that should give us that extra motivation, that extra pep in our step, because when you read the book and you know the ending, and the ending is in your favor, isn't that reason for joy?
Absolutely.
Isn't that reason to make you walk around knowing, hey, you don't know what I know, but you'll soon find out?
Talk to a messenger. Talk to the people, man.
So let's grab hold. Yeah, I hear you, bro. That's that joy. Huh? If you was in church, you'd be shouting right now. Because a real word came to you just now.
I was just going to tell you, if we was in Gethsemane, I'd be banging on the chair right now, man. But it is. Most people miss that, but that's how we used to have church. You knew church was popping. Yeah, you knew church was popping when the chairs was getting knocked over, people falling out. You think of watch, man. I'm so serious. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, sometimes, you know, God talks to us through people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
I've said that to us numerous times, that God has all kind of avenues to relay his message to us. Sometimes he talks to us, and just as I said, we don't listen. And then when we don't listen, we're still asking the question. And so because we're still asking the question, then God finds another way. As I said, you could be riding down the street and somebody's bumper sticker could give you the answer. Something, some kind of message in a billboard can give you the answer, but we've got to be of the conscious mind to see what it is before us. But yes, he used every avenue possible because he wants you and I to be the best. That's his will. His will is our will. Well, let me take that back. His will is our will. What we've got to turn around and do and make. I'm sorry, let me change that. Our will is his will. And what we've got to learn to do is to make his will our will. Do we understand what I'm saying there?
Yep. Amen.
Because, you know, there's a lot of time, and what I mean by that, just an example by that is somebody's will might be to go to the mall. And because I love you, I'm going to go to the mall with you.
Yep.
So now your will is my will, but that doesn't make my will your will, my will. You understand what I'm saying by that? Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. But that's what I want us to understand, that God is with us throughout it all. He has no choice but to be because of who he is. So it's hard for people to understand that when they do certain things that they do, because then they want to blame it on this character, the devil, but they just don't understand. No devil have no control over you. It's you. The only thing that if you want to call a devil, then it's your mind. Because it is your mind that has you to do what it is. And it's not doing it in a devilish way per se, but it's doing using the data that it has. And so we must go to a higher data source. And that would be the soul. But we've got to learn how to override what it is that the mind is saying and concentrate more on what it is that the word is, but the soul is saying. And me and my brother, we've had numerous conversations, and he shared what the mind was saying. And then as he was telling me what the mind was saying, something within him was telling him, but that's not the way I really want you to go. You use that as a plan B, but that's not really the way I want you to go. That's how you know that you are in tune. It's not no big mystery. It's not no secret thing that you've got to do. All you've got to do is go within and have that conversation with yourself. And when you have that conversation with yourself and you start talking back to yourself, don't question whether it's you or God, because you are God. Talking to yourself, giving you what it is that you need. Said no, or do. And we all can attest to the fact that whenever we've listened to that, everything works out accordingly.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
It's when we don't listen to that that we tend to run into some situations that were unexpected. But the soul wants what is absolutely best for you. And because of that, we've got to work to be more conscious. We've got to work to be more in the present. Because what we'll understand as we get more and more in tune, the present, just a little bit of play on words, but the present is actually a preset time that we've set to ourselves.
Okay.
Preset, a present. So this is why we have to be aware, because this is something that we sent to ourselves at this particular time. And as I said earlier, we may not be where we think where we want to be, but we're at where we should be.
Okay.
So we walk around here mad because we don't have the $1 million home and the $500,000 watches and stuff of that nature. It's no reason to be mad. You can get there, but it just wasn't your time. And it wasn't your time because of something that you're not doing to put that where it needs to get to that where it needs to be. But you can be there. There is nothing that you can do. You can do all things through the spirit that strengthens you. And you can call it Christ, you can call it whatever you want, but you can do it because of who you are. But what slows that process down is because we doubt it. Sometimes we doubt it. We doubt it because, oh, I had three drinks last night. I'm not sure if I'm really connected. Three drinks cannot disconnect you from who you are. Only thing those three drinks do is give you a headache and slow down the process of getting there, because after those three drinks, then you slide back into a state of I'm not worthy. So that's what it does. It delays your progress. And plus, it's not really good for the body. But that's all it does. It's not where it's something that's now all of a sudden you may be on the verge of being disconnected from the Father or disconnected from the Spirit and not going to end up where you're going to end up. That slows that down. And this is why a long time ago we said even mass murderers, they still return back to from which we all came.
That's right.
They've made this song, We Fall Down, But We Get Up.
Yeah, right. We
get up real slow. And so because we get up real slow, we muddle in the mess longer than which we have to, because then we begin to apply a guilt to ourselves that's just not necessary. You did something that, and you didn't like the results. Okay, change it and move on. It is just that simple. We have that power to be able to create a new life each and every moment.
Amen.
And we've all done it. We've all been in some situations where we scratching our head trying to figure out how in the hell did I end up here?
Amen.
But look where you are now.
Oh, that's right.
So you've changed it. You've created something different. But what we've done in our creation, because of a lot of stuff that has been given to us, we've limited our creative ability. And what I mean by that is when we limit our creative ability by saying, okay, well, I'm going to get me an apartment instead of I'm going to get a house. But once again, please remember now, if you just wanted an apartment, that's fine. But I'm just saying how we limit what it is that we can do, because the same way we made that goal or that determination to get the apartment and we got it, we can do the same for the house. We can do the same for any and everything else. We have so much God-given ability, and we all know that we're not using it. And that's why when we do happen to make a mistake and use it, we look it around trying to find out who did it. When we slip up, then we all become Urkel. Did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That and more. We just have to understand who we are and start walking in that knowledge.
Mm.
And we have to walk in that knowledge, but walk in that knowledge not in no braggadocious way, but in a assurance of who I am. And knowing who I am lets me know that I'm not any better than anybody else, but I'm the best me I can be. And I'm happy about it.
Amen, amen.
But just like, not to get on anyone, I just want to see us all grow, because it's important for us to let our light shine so that they can see it through us. Because a lot of times you can tell people anything and it doesn't mean anything. They need to see it. And actually, we need to be able to experience it so that we know. Now, just from our conversation, the much dialogue that me and my brother have, I know, as we were talking earlier, something came to him that he know. That, and it just confirmed it again because he knew it and is confirming and confirming it again to him.
Right.
So, yeah, his head getting pretty big over there right now. But it's getting pretty big over there. But it should be in the just big in the fact of knowing that after all of these years of me down on the Mona bench and me doing this and doing that, and now that I'm free, I am truly free to do how I see fit. Now, I want to be as respectful as possible to each and everyone, but I've got to be able to be me.
That's right.
Because when I'm me and happy, then any and everybody else around me, they get the benefit of it.
That's right. Amen.
Because nothing makes me more happier than seeing my loved ones and those that are around me feeling good. And so whatever it takes for them to feel good, I'm going to try and do it. Why? Because that's part of who I am and what it is that I want to be able to do. So once again, that me attitude isn't really me attitude, because what we'll understand is that me being the best that I can be is the same, because we are all
one. That's right.
And that's important for us to understand. It's kind of hard for us to do it in this sense, in this physical sense here, but because we are working more from a spiritual level. This body is only here for a season.
Right.
But it's this spiritual part that lives on forever. There is no end. So this is why Jesus said, don't be concerned with those that can ruin the body.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also why if we just use the spirit that is given us right now, that's why it will let you know Jesus and who he really was. Because Jesus was just like you and I. Jesus didn't have his own podcast, but he was just going out. He was going out telling, just as you and I are. He just had more conviction because he knew, but it wasn't because of that story of the miraculous birth or anything to that nature. No, it was because he went within and got in tune with him and the spirit. This is why he said wherever two or three are together, touching and agreeing. He says in his name, but touching and agreeing. He has no choice because the spirit is all one. Jesus is in the mix. Everybody is in the mix. When you begin to touch and agree, because the spirit lines up. And this is why it's so important for us to stay spiritually connected. And then when you get spiritually connected, then you can be in the world, but not of the world. But when you're not spiritually connected, then you're in the world just running around doing things unconsciously, subconsciously, and forgetting who it is that you really are. And that's the worst thing that we can do, is forget who it is that we are. Because when we forget who we are, then we go into a period where we're spending our time as we know it. And it's not productively. And if we're going to spend our time, we should be spending our time having life and having it more abundantly. And that abundantly is abundance in everything, not just money, in love, in health, abundant living.
Amen. I hear you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel good just from the conversations that I've had this week with Nurse Carmen and I've had with the co-producer. And I can't forget, Sister T, your experience. It just stays right there with me. And I got to tell you, you know what else stays with me?
What?
A book.
I'm working.
Okay.
I got some more things to share.
The floor is yours.
Okay.
So do you remember we had Dr. Mary Bennett, the psychic medium,
right,
last week? Well, I had a long reading with her a couple nights ago.
Really?
And
wow.
She is amazing. Amazing. Mm. So a couple things. She asked what I wanted to know about anything specific. And I said, no, not really. Just mostly, you know, upcoming events or whatever. So she immediately connected with my grandmother and my mother. And they told me I had to change my lipstick color.
Wow.
that they didn't like it. And they started, both of them started singing a song to Mary that my mom used to love, Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira. And it's funny that, I mean, nobody would know that. And then I asked if my husband was around because I wanted to talk to him. And he blasted through and just she repeated things that people wouldn't know, just would not have known. And, you know, said that he, you know, he watches and I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but he said that he comes every night and touches my hair and kisses me when I sleep. And maybe he does. Maybe he does, but at the end of the reading, the last thing that my husband said to me was, "I love you too, kid," and that is also the last words that he said to me before he died.
Wow.
And again, nobody would know, and I just believe that she was on the mark, and just because I just think that God was also working through her just to, you know, touch base a little bit and check in and, I don't know, just remind me that you don't travel this path alone, whether I can see you or not. This is not a journey that you go by yourself. It was profound. It was amazing. I've had other readings and I've had really good experiences, but she was wonderful. Super wonderful.
In fact, Brother Messenger, she contacted me and maybe we'll talk during the week because she's a minister also. And we may have her as a guest on the ministry. You know, I'll talk to you about it. And you let me know what you want to do.
And co-producer, she also talked to me about coming up and doing an event, you know, like with friends or family for me. And, I mean, it may be nice to bring her to the studio and, you know, do that kind of thing as well.
Wow.
But you know, again, it's we have a ministry that's always reaching out, and again, when we reach out, it's always reaching out with one solid message, and that is we are all part of the body, if we have to learn that, we have to understand that, and then we can begin to explore, or as the messenger teaches, or we can begin to create that better life for us. And it's so hard. I mean, it's so hard to not listen to people. I don't care how much we like this. You know, pleasing other people is part of our makeup. We make that part of our personality.
Right.
If you could make yourself happy, but everybody around you didn't like you, would you be happy? would you take that? You know, I mean, it's just something to think about. So making other people happy, or finding that medium, that mix, and I think at some point in life, we have to say, if that's what it is, that's what it is. If I'm doing the right thing, and my intentions are pure, if you don't like me, then you just don't like me, man. But I can't continue to not make me happy so that you can like me. If you think about that in the simplest form, it don't even make sense. I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be miserable, or I'm going to be unhappy so you can be happy. How about if you were a true friend? How about if you decided to be unhappy and let me be happy? You know what I'm saying? So, again, it's a part of our makeup that as we learn more and more that we are a part of the body of God, we will begin to shed that, because we will understand that I'm going to be happy. And if you relax my happiness in some way, some 6 degrees of some way, it's going to make you happy also. Because we're all connected,
and that is important for us to understand too. Like you said, yes, we have been under the mindset that we've got to make other people happy, but that's because technically, we that other people that we're making happy is still ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But what we've done is we've done it in the reverse order. Is trying to make them happy first. You have to make yourself happy first.
Amen.
Because when you make yourself happy, it has nothing but happiness to spread out. If I'm rich, I can give you all the money in the world, right? Because I'm rich. So if I'm happy, I can give you all the joy because I'm happy. But if I'm not rich, I can't make you rich. So I've got to get rich so that I can help you be rich.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to do it for myself first. And then I can share it. Whatever it is I have, then I can share it. But I've got to be able to get it myself. I can't tell you how to get $1 million if I don't know how to get $1 million, can I?
No. Mm-mm.
So that's why that is important for us to do. Yes, we try to please everyone, but we know that half the time when we please everybody but ourselves, we're the ones that have to deal with it. While everybody else is happy, we're somewhere sad because we've made them happy, but that what it took to make them happy broke us, per se. And I don't mean financial terms, but you know what I mean? It took away from us.
Right.
But nothing makes you more happier than helping somebody else.
So true.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're already happy and nothing happened makes you more happier than helping somebody else, then you're more inclined to help somebody else. But when you're feeling down and out, you ain't got time for nobody right now because woe is me syndrome has kicked in.
Right.
And so you don't really have time for anybody else, to make anybody else happy.
Mm.
You know, some people don't talk to me before I have my first cup of coffee. Or, you know, that right. mentality.
Right. Too soon. That's right.
Nurse Karma said that like she's one of them people. You're not one of them people, are you, Nurse Karma?
It's sometimes.
Yeah. She says, okay.
Sometimes. So enough.
Mm-hmm. She said too soon. No, too soon.
That's right.
But we are so special, and it's time for us to let the world see. And I'll go back to that same song. It's time for us to let our light so shine. And the light is getting brighter. And you can tell the light is getting brighter by the way that you think.
Mm-hmm.
All of us think different than we did 6 months ago.
That's right.
All of us are seeing little things a little bit more clear than what we used to see.
So no. Amen.
And I just want you all to know it's all part of the awakening. The awakening to the fact of who you really are. And as they said in the book, in the movie, Malcolm, this ain't no joke. This is a game. This is real. And we've all experienced it already to know that it's real. When you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. If you know that God is talking to you, be still that extra moment and hear what he has to say. It has no choice but to make things better for you. Because once again, your soul wants the highest and the best you that you can be. So the soul is always going to give you that information that is going to take you higher. So it becomes real easy to listen to what it is that the Spirit is saying to you. And when the Spirit talks to you, the best thing to do is act right away. Don't let the mind get in there to start analyzing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that like going with
your
first instinct?
Give you some outdated data that was applicable to one thing, but not this. But
okay.
The mind can't decipher the difference. The soul knows.
Is that the same as going with your first instinct?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me, Brother Messenger?
Yes, I can.
Nurse Karma, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh.
Messenger, I said, is that like going with your first instinct?
Yes, it is. Because that is the soul speaking to you. Now, that
right.
second instinct is the mind reevaluating the data.
Right. Okay.
All right. We've all said I should have went with my first instinct. We've
yes,
all said
yes,
that, haven't we?
Yes. Yep. Sure enough.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. Mm-hmm. That brings our time tonight to a close. But I thank everyone for listening, and those who will listen tomorrow. Again, we just have a message of love. We have a message that says that which people have tricked, connived, or fooled you into looking for is already inside of you. And if you just take the time to go within, as the message says, going within, see what you might find. I guarantee you're going to find a better life, because you're going to find a life that you understand you are empowered. And when you understand you are empowered, again, trust me when I tell you, it makes a lot of your thoughts, a lot of your reactions and actions different. So, hey, this is a co-producer on Blog Talk Radio, with the podcast, The Messenger, and we're saying good night. Good night, Cass.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.